never rests.
All right, it's Sunday night. Welcome to the Georgia Show. I'm Jake Roos. He is Rusty Mansell. We do it every week, guys. And surprisingly, Rusty, kind of a big week to be the end of January, turning the page into February. A lot to get to today. Big junior day for the Georgia Bulldogs this weekend. Plus a commitment this week from a safety that we'll definitely have to touch on. Senior Bowl came and went. Dogs really showed out there. Felt like there were some real strong performances for them there. And then some big news in the front of Colby Young that I know people have been wanting to know for some time. I know people have been following that one. So we'll take some questions tonight probably too, if we can work a few in, if we got time. So drop us a few in the comments and we'll try to pick up a couple along the way if we can.
If I can get a request for everybody to check in when you log in, tell us where you're from. Shane Daniel right there from Melbourne, Florida. I like to see that. I like to see where everybody's checking in from. So let's do that as the show goes on and we can see what kind of reach we got tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Rusty, we'll start things off. The new addition for 2026, Zach Fort, IMG Academy by way of California. So there are some ties to Dante Williams. There are some ties to Travaris Robinson. Four-star safety, number 101 in the country, 5'10", about a buck 70. Turn the film on this guy. He is not scared. He is not scared of contact, I will say that. And look, IMG continues to do right by Georgia. They got a foothold there, man.
They're doing good there. And it's strange because you never really thought that. The first couple of years, everybody's like, man, it really took like Isaac Nauta to go there to kind of give Georgia that one, because every time you went there, you're like, man, we're never getting that kid at IMG. But Georgia has been successful there recently. But, yeah, you're right, man. You turn the tape on, kind of gives you that Rashad Dinkins vibe, that Javon Bullard, a guy that's going to be playing probably some of that star position, safety, and just kind of seeks contact, man. And that's kind of a trait for Georgia at that position. And you know, this is a guy that I think it was Ohio State and Michigan, other three involved with this at one time.
Yeah,
Ohio State and Michigan, you know, two other schools. But you look at T-Rob and Dante Williams and those guys to go get this one done. And T-Rob recruited him when he was in Alabama, I believe. And Dante Williams had a relationship from California originally. So the two DB guys for Georgia get one done. And, you know, you look at these now and you go, man, is this thing going to stick? And you kind of never say never anymore. But I think this is one of those ones that right now Georgia's got a really good footprint in this and with him. I think that somebody's going to have to really turn that one to get this kid not to end up at Georgia. This is a guy they liked. This is a guy that was a take, and they went and got him early.
Yeah, a lot of familiarity there. It feels like he's been there several times, has always spoken really highly about Georgia. It's one of those names that kind of you consistently got mentioned, right? Shout out to my man Jason Cancel, by the way, checking in from Hong Kong.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then all the way to Hazelhurst too. So we're worldwide, baby.
That's Jeff Davis, baby. Hazelhurst, Valdosta, Buford, a lot of Florida. So it's cool. I like to do this about once a year, kind of get a chance to see everybody, but it's going to be hard to beat my man Jason Castle from Hong Kong. Can you tell us what time it is there for you? And I appreciate you checking in, man.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Hey, listen, Jason says being in Hong Kong, don't stop the love for the dogs.
Go dogs, baby.
Look, Georgia puts together, Rusty, in addition to while we're speaking on 2026, and I did want to make one point, actually. I almost glossed over it, but Roe and I were talking about it. It really feels like the dogs are off to a strong start when it comes to defensive back in the class of 2026. Now, you got Zach Fortin, you got Jontavious Wyman, Dominic Kelly was originally committed to the 2026 class, reclassed to 2025. Those guys caught some flack last year, and I'm not going to say that it was totally misplaced. It was not the caliber of guys that Georgia fans were used to getting, and that was tough. It was going to be tough following up KJ Bolden and Ellis Robinson and DeMello Jones. I get that. That was always going to be the case. It was an unenviable position to be in. Feels like 2026, though, they're kind of out of the gate running.
Yeah, and, you know, you give them a full calendar year. Those guys got to Georgia. You got to kind of get your feet wet. I mean, I know you're established recruiters where you've been, but you got to get in here and start over. So you give these guys a full calendar year who you can get. You start working on those juniors. And I tell you now, Jontavious Wyman, I like that guy a lot. He is at Jonesboro. Yep. And it's been a while since I've been to Jonesboro, but I really like his
name. Derek Cooper days, right?
Cooper, yeah. I think that was where MJ Walker, that basketball player that was playing football for a while, wound up Florida State.
Yeah, you're right.
Dude, I'm telling you, I was at Georgia when they did a 7-on-7, I think Mark Rick, like 2014 or 2015, one of those years. And I'm standing there, and I'll say his name because media was allowed in camp.
Sure.
And Jeremy Pruitt's standing there, and he goes, "That's Julio Jones." And I said, "Whatever, dude, you know, kind of like that." And he goes, "Watch him." And I watched this guy. I was like, "Holy smokes." Well, he wound up being a super freak basketball player. But I'm telling you, Walker at Jonesboro, if he would have stayed in football, that guy would have been a five-star. I mean, he was 6'5", 6'4". He could freaking go get it too, man. Big dude.
I always had a soft spot for Zarek.
I thought the things played out for him.
I was really, really high on him coming up. I thought he was good there. But look, like I said, you know, Jontavious is coming from there. You got Zach Ford in the fold. This is a good group that they've got going so far here for the 2026 class for sure. So I like that, but they tried to build on it this weekend with the junior day. And, this was a big one for January, Rusty. And these things have become, you know, used to, these were like fun events. These things are crucial now because,
this is
the visit you come on to decide if you're going to take the official visit.
Correct.
At this point. And then after the official visit, most guys have just taken to committing. So, I mean, that's where we are with the calendar. So these things get glossed over a little bit from time to time, but not in this one, man. I think junior days are not to be underrated any longer. I think that you got to give some credence to those things. This one, I'm just curious, the names that came to my mind, Rusty, and I wrote a little bit about this prior to, or on Saturday, actually. The big one for me from this one was Derek Cooper and Savion Hyder. And that duo of running backs, because Georgia – last year was a tough one at running back for the Dogs. Yep. This year, though, they've got a lot of really, really good options. I think you have to figure out who's serious and where you're going to kind of push your chips in. Now, I'm not saying you don't, you know, keep everybody warm, but listen, if you could get Savion Hyder and Derek Cooper to come together, you're going to do that. I don't know if that'll happen, of course, but I think that was one of the big things this weekend I thought they needed to focus on was getting the pulse on those two.
You know, I don't, you know, I'd never try to compare because I don't want to put that on those kids, but you would kind of get that vibe if they go and get this kid out of Virginia, Hyder, and they go get Derek Cooper out of Florida. It would almost give you that Todd Gurley, Keith Marshall,
100%.
You know, two very highly rated running backs that decide to go to Georgia together because they want to, you know, share the carries and they kind of want to be in an offense that's produced running backs and those types of things. So they're not the only two targets, but I think Georgia, that was very, very calculated having those two young men together at the same time in a very small setting. Probably 20-25 players max there this weekend in Athens, so they could spend the right amount of time. And you know, I think it's very calculated what George is doing with those two guys. Now they're recruiting others, and there's some very talented, freaking very talented in-state running backs that we have mentioned many times on Dogs HQ. And not putting those guys, but just talk about some national targets. I think it was very calculated that Georgia has those two, who most people think are the top two running backs in America, maybe if not top three or four. You know, together. But, you know, if Georgia could land those two in one class,
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm curious, any names that just jumped off of this list to you, though? You know, we look back over it. James Johnson's a guy it looked like they made a big move with. A guy
Jake that Rowe
I keep telling people to keep eyes on, man. I went and watched the tape and go check the Max Prep stats. Craig Dandridge. They gave him the offer last week. He followed it right up with the visit. I mean, big, big numbers. And you don't – listen, somebody said, why aren't we hearing more about this guy? Listen, Cambridge, no knock on him, man, but you got Milton out the back door. That's where people are looking more often than not. Cambridge, though, a school to know for sure. They put out some really good players the last few years. And Craig Dandridge is a guy who people need to have on the radar.
They got hot this year. They wound up beating Cedartown in a crazy game in the first round. I think they went to the Elite Eight this year and got beat by Marist. Tyler Jones, who was the Walton offensive coordinator, goes over there. They have a great year. And, you know, they put up monster numbers. Quarterback Weston Taylor, whose brother plays at Georgia, wide receiver. But you look at Craig, and to be honest with you, I thought he looked good. I wasn't sure how fast he was. Did I have concerns? I had questions. I've never seen him run in a set. We had him at Georgia Elite this year in the All-Star game in December, and I'm telling you, man, three times he ran right past it. I mean, that touchdowns, and I was like, that dude right there is going to have a ton of offers in a month, and I'm telling you, he has Oklahoma. He has Georgia. I mean, he has 20 offers in 1 month, and he is a very, very talented football player. I knew that Georgia was going to offer him at some point. And, James Coley has been around the country, and he is really very tied into Miami. You see that. You've seen in the past. I don't think people realize James Coley was heavily involved with James Cook. James Coley was heavily involved with Tyson Campbell. All those guys they got down there. So he recruits South Florida for Georgia, but he is really focused, I think, in-state at wide receiver for Georgia. And, he's put a lot of offers out. And the one thing you see with Coley, he likes to see you in person, see you work out. I think they were by Cambridge one day, a week or so ago, and I knew it was coming, man. I knew it was coming for him. And, that's a kid that and it's kind of my fault because I've seen him like four times. He doesn't even have a freaking profile picture on three, so I put myself in timeout. No Bojangles this week. But we'll get all that straightened out and get him nice and cleaned up for his profile. But he's a very good football player. Cambridge got a very good football team. Got a kid kind of under the radar there with him, Hudson Cochera, another wide receiver at Georgia. He doesn't have an offer from Georgia, and I don't know that he will have an offer from Georgia. Another really, really recruitable player. So when you look at Cambridge next year and you start seeing Craig Dandridge, they're going to put out some big time numbers. They got a pair of wide receivers over there that can freaking go now.
I also just like Craig Dandridge's name. I think that that's an old school man. Good. I mean, he even that sounds like a guy with a neck roll, man.
Craig.
That's an old school name, man.
Yeah. The guy's got the round piece in the middle. Yeah. On the neck roll. Yes. Sure. Got the extra pad. Yeah.
And you mentioned that's a good point on the wide receivers and something that somebody brought up on the board too. This is a good year for the Peach State when it comes to wideout talent. They had KJ Miles in from Carver as well this weekend. You got Deion Thomas over there at Westlake.
Westlake, right? Ryan Mosley.
You've got the two kids at Douglas County.
Yeah,
I mean,
Aaron Carter.
Yeah, man.
Aaron Gregory and Devin Carter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, this is a real killer year. You got Ryan Mosley and
the kid they offered from Cartersville, Brady Marchese.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, yep. Really, really deep year for the Dogs when it comes to wideout. I think that's pretty advantageous. Speaking of deep, man, hey, Prize Picks. That's a good way to get deep.
We're rolling. Jake Rowe, man. Hey, Rowe.
He said it was the first time that he had won, I believe, since the college football season, week one, if I'm not mistaken. So so this week, we're going to see if he can keep the magic going, I guess. Let's get that up here. All right, so the play that we got for this week is going to be...
What's Nolan Smith?
Nolan Smith. I want to make sure I'm getting. I want to make sure I'm getting it right. Okay, so we got Pat Mahomes, the gimme over 0.5 yards passing. We got Jalen Carter over 0.5 sacks, and we got Nolan Smith over 0.5 sacks. So we're taking a sack.
Hell yeah! Yes, sir.
$20 to get 70 on that. So I like that pick. That's a nice three guys right there, and gives you some dog love in there. Look, guys, Prize Picks, it's a ton of fun. It's a great way to kind of get out there, make the games more interesting for yourself. It's skills-based, which is what makes it so much fun. It's daily fantasy, so you get a chance to really kind of get in there and test your mettle, right? It's college football, NFL, hoops, baseball. That's all coming down the pike. So you can use that. Use our promo code DOGS to get $50 on your first deposit of a play of $5 or more. Just go have some fun, man. Like bro, blind squirrel catches a nut every once in a while, man. So
he was so damn pumped. He was ready to go to Vegas.
right. All right, Rusty. Senior Bowl this week. The Dogs go down and represent once again. This has become a good event for the Georgia Bulldogs, a nice showcase for them. And there was a hot thing from Jim Nagy where he was talking about Georgia and basically said, you know, I hold them in the highest regards. I know what they're getting and I know what their players are going to be. A big line from him for sure. But I'm curious, who caught your eye when it came to the Dogs this week, and why was it Dan Jackson?
well, obviously Dan Jackson too, had a hell of a week. You know, I'm with everybody. And listen, I have said it a million times. I have said it 2 million times. Arian Smith is one of the best kids that's ever played at Georgia. And I'm telling you right now, he did everything right. He was on time. He was a great teammate. He fought his ass off every day. Was he very inconsistent in catching the football? He was. And it wasn't for lack of – it just for whatever reason, he wasn't a natural ball catcher. But I'd be damned if that man didn't go to Mobile and he put on a clean. It was funny to me. I loved it. Listen, I got to know this kid. I love it. I mean, and people I know in that building, I mean, dude, he was the guy. He was like maybe N'Kobe Dean-like type popular in that building. And so everybody's happy for him. But it was so funny on social media. Every time he make a contested catch or a freaking one-handed catch, everybody being like, well,
yeah,
you know, where was that, man? But root for Arian Smith, man. And I know you will, but great kid. But I tell you who made some money. And to be honest with you, just talking to people, a lot of people that I trust is Smile Mundon. And Smile Mundon wasn't in a lot of highlights. You know why? Because he was handling his business. You know what I mean? You don't put a highlight on X and social media when a linebacker covers a running back and the ball is incomplete. Well, you know why it was incomplete? It was because he did his job and just showed the physicality, who he is. If his foot checks out, and that's the question – with his health, and everybody I've heard says it's great, but you know, if his foot medically clears, like it won't shock me to see Smile Mundon get in the second round. And you know, I think some NFL team, his game translates so much to the NFL. You're not going to sit there and run fit 30 times a game like you are in the SEC sometimes and have take on guards and tackles. What Smile Mundon can do is he can blitz. Georgia used him like crazy to blitz. And then he can freaking cover, and then he can run sideline to sideline. So with those deals, I think Smile Mundon's best days are ahead of him. He's another great kid. He's another Georgia Bulldog through and through. Loves his dogs. But I think that Smile Mundon really made some money this week. If his medical checks out, I have no concerns what he performs at the combine. I think his stock can really rise up into a mid second rounder maybe for somebody, because I'm telling you, those linebackers that can cover and can blitz are hard to find.
And the only knock on him the whole time was the health. I mean,
just banged up, man.
That was the only thing anybody ever had against Smile Mundon. You could see when he was out there, he was a hell of a player, man. And I mean, was super involved. You know the talent in that room, the depth that he's dealing with. He was able to hold guys off, climb in, you know, bodies there. I mean, he's the total package for all intents and purposes, except for that. So, you hope that that's the case for Smile. You'd love to see that. Dan Jackson, safety of the week. Come
yes,
on,
sir.
Man.
Dirty Dan, baby.
The storybook just continues to be written on this kid. I love it.
Dirty,
man.
Dirty I've Dan. About it
so many times on this show. To me, it is as cool, if even not a cooler story than Stetson Bennett, just because this guy was – no one had ever heard of Dan Jackson. He goes out, and now – I mean, this guy's going to be drafted, Rusty. This guy is
– hell yeah, he's going to be drafted. God, yes. Man, dude, we're going to be sitting here in September and on these Sunday night things, and everybody's like, damn, I miss Dan Jackson. I'm telling you, like, he was a baller, man. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's Dan crazy. Jackson,
Taz Chambliss. I can't wait for the come up for sure. Trevor Etienne, another guy who did really, really well this week.
No surprise.
Right. Yep. Yeah, tremendous for him. But like I said, man, this has become a show out for Georgia. This is a thing that they've done really, really well. Those guys at the Senior Bowl seemingly really love the product as well. So I get it, man. You know, Kirby made time to get down there, hang out with the boys, had a picture with them.
Him and Schumann, I think. Yep. Who was the NFL coach? Was it D'Amico Ryans last year? Said when he drafted Georgia, because he drafted Kamari Leister.
Yep.
And he said, look, when you draft a Georgia player from Kirby Smart, you know he's ready to go. And, you know, he's NFL ready. Like, I mean, I'm sure that Kirby, that's everywhere. But that's the truth. I mean, these guys are NFL ready and they're producing. That's the big thing. And I'm telling you now, we're going to dig in these numbers a little bit. And I know that everybody thinks Ohio State, and probably they will. But I'm telling you, there is a chance that Georgia can push them for the number of players drafted, especially now that you start talking about Dan Jackson's going to get drafted. Sure. And you start adding those numbers on those guys to into that mix. Georgia's going to have a hell of a lot of players drafted, man. They've got a ton of players that have played a lot of football. And you could have added Carson Beck. You know what I mean?
Sure. Oh, for sure. Jim Nagy, I wanted to look this quote up. He says, I don't have any more respect for any program in the country than Kirby's. He's built an unbelievably competitive program. You know what you're getting at talking about the pro talent at UGA. Jim Nagy is around the best of the best, guys, and he had some real glowing things to say. So, speaking of glowing things, we need to shout out our friends over at MyPerfectFranchise.net. Andy Ludeke and the boys. Are you a displaced corporate executive or wanting to put your career in your own hands? Or are you an experienced entrepreneur who wants to diversify? Well, Andy Ludeke and MyPerfectFranchise.net can help you. Andy's a huge college sports fan. He's a franchise veteran. He's owned multiple franchises and businesses. And with that came a lot of expertise. And he uses that to help other people find their American dream through his very thorough consultation and evaluation process. So you can call Andy, put your life and career in your own hands. His services are 100% free to you. So what do you have to lose? Find your perfect franchise today at MyPerfectFranchise.net. All right, Rusty, wrapping things up here. A big development this week. Colby Young enters a misdemeanor plea. I believe, what was it, disorderly conduct, and is essentially out, done. He's been cleared by the Equal Rights Office at Georgia, which is the Title IX. All of that is straight. We hear he's in class. All things look to be on track. Also, don't forget, because it matters, Diego Pavia's ruling, right, benefits Colby Young because he's got a JUCO year. So by all measure that we can see, it looks like Colby Young may be back with these Georgia Bulldogs come fall.
You know, you got to be very careful on predicting something like that. But there's a path to get back, and you had some legal things you had to clear, and you had to have some University of Georgia did their own investigation. That part's been cleared. Now it looks like your legal process is taken care of. What we know is that he is enrolled in school. So, at this point, all roads tend to lead that he is going to play for Georgia next year, which would be, you know, a big piece of the puzzle. I mean, you start talking about Noah Thomas at 6'6" and Colby Young at 6'5" at wide receiver. One can play X, one can play Y. You bring in Zachariah Branch to play in a slot. You get Dylan Bell back. You got these freshmen. You know, I think, I'm doing a piece tomorrow for Dogs HQ on the answers from January. And to me, the biggest question was, what do they do at wide receiver? Like, who are they going to get? Because I don't care. I've said it. I don't care if you got Andy Reid. I don't care who you got. If you don't have some Jimmys and Joes at wide receiver that can win some contested 50-50 balls, somebody that can take a screen like you saw last weekend in the NFC championship game, guy takes a screen, breaks one tackle and goes 29 yards. Like sometimes you have to have that. You got to have somebody that can out athlete someone. So I think that Georgia just did. They were very aggressive at wide receiver, and you see what they did, went and got some guys that can help them right now. Guys are ready to play. There's some early buzz on these freshmen, and you know, I wrote on Dogs HQ this week a couple of different names and some guys that are already, you know, this is very early into this, but, you know, kind of what I was told is those guys don't look intimidated and they don't look out of place. You know, I mean, their heads are going to be spinning when you start calling plays and Kirby's got that mic and all that other stuff. But as far as going out there athlete for athlete, the Talon Taylors, the CJ Wileys, the Ethan Barbour, the Elias Williams, and all those guys that you kind of expect, those guys are holding their own.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, listen, you bring a guy like Colby Young back, and Roe made a great point. We were doing the radio show tonight. He said, look, how many receivers were there in the portal that were 6'3", 200 pounds, and had a year in Georgia's system under their belt?
Yep.
Zero. That's yep. the answer. So that's yeah. such a big addition for them. You know, you put a guy like that out there, you got to know a Thomas to go along with him. I mean, you can really – the whatever expectations people have for this wide receiver room next year are deeply fair, in my opinion. There is not a lot of excuses to be had because you improved the talent over last year vastly, and I think maybe more so than any other spot on the field. It's leaps and bounds better coming into 2025 than it was going into 2024.
And listen, like I said, you got to give a year calendar, and you get James Coley in here at wide receiver, and he came in last year and kind of did what he could do. You know, Brian McClendon around this time last year leaves to go to the right. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So James Coley comes in. He's, you know, he's just trying to get his guys ready for spring. You know, he hasn't really recruited any guys. And then you give him a calendar year and look what he did. But listen, I'm not going to beat around the bush with it. You got to pay. Wide receiver is a position in college that you better be in your pocketbook. And you can sit there and look at Georgia and what they brought in. And I know that's a beautiful campus. And I know that Sanford Stadium looks great. And I know those arches are beautiful. And I know downtown's awesome. But then, guys, you don't get that group. They were in that pocketbook for those folks. And there's also opportunity. And I truly believe this. I haven't asked one person this, but I believe this. There were a lot of people watching Gunnar Stockton play that Sugar Bowl. And can this guy deliver the ball? What are we looking at here? Because they had no portal commitments before that game. As soon as that game was over and things kind of wrapped up a couple of days, lo and behold, 3, 4, 5, 6 days later, they were able to secure those guys on campus. So, you know, and I'm not saying that, but that's who they were having to sell. Like we got a couple of guys. We dang sure got one guy that can throw it too. So you're going to see him. But if I'm recruiting against Georgia, I know exactly what I would have been saying. They don't even know if this guy can play in a game. You know what I mean? Right. Why are you going there? So everybody had to wait to see him and see him make some plays. And I'm sure that when they came down on visits, they got a chance to watch Ryan Puglisi and those guys throw too. So this is going to be interesting. All this plays out. I'm excited. You know, you start digging more into spring practice, and I know Georgia lost a lot. Someone said here, and not really calling you out, but when you say, so UGA underachieved this year, they had the hardest schedule in the country, in my opinion, and they won the SEC championship. If that's an underachieving year, Then Kirby Smart's built a monster. And, you know, they're not going to win the national championship every year. I still think they were a better team than Notre Dame. Didn't get it done on that day, and that's what it is, and is what it is. But I think with the schedule, everything they kind of faced, some players not being with the team toward the end really got – and losing your quarterback who's played 2 years, you know what I mean?
Oh, so, yeah, sure.
You know, that's one of those things. But I'm excited as we turn the page to this team. And, you know, people go, well, we lost all these linemen. Damn sure did. And most of those guys are going to the NFL. But you know what? You got highly recruited guys that are coming in right behind them. It's time for them to play too. You know, these safeties, you go out and get these safeties. And, you know, you got opportunities to some reps there to play with KJ Bolden, in my opinion. Some of those jobs are wide open. So there's a lot of opportunity for some younger guys. These are highly recruited players. I know that Kirby Smart wants to sit there and go, I want to wait 2 years, let these guys develop, play as juniors and all that. Those days are over, man. I mean,
oh yeah.
Those days are over. Like, and I know they know that. Like, you get a freshman year and you get acclimated and you get ready. All those kids they signed last year, this is a huge spring for them. This is a huge spring for those guys. I mean, it's time to get into the two deep. A lot of them got an opportunity to start. Defensive linemen, there's a lot of jobs open. Offensive line, there's a lot of job openings. Safety, DB, a lot of job openings. So if you're going to make a move, it's time to go.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, look, it's been fun. It's been real.
Thanks for everybody checking in, man. Kentucky, Pooler.
Absolutely. Got Kentucky.
Got some, Pearson, Georgia, man. We need some Jake Rose stories from down there.
I love it. Yeah, man. We appreciate everybody tuning in, man. And get over to the site, man. Like I said, look, it may be the end of January. We're far away from football. I promise you, man, it don't stop. We've got it coming constant. All right. This week was huge. I'm sure maybe it'll be a little quieter this week because they can't be out doing the recruiting, right? So
yeah, they're out. And coaches, this is the last thing I'll say. This is the time where the coaches, so typically this week, coaches will be out on like well, signing day is Wednesday, but that doesn't mean anything to Georgia anymore. I mean, that most of that doesn't do anything, which is crazy. The wars me and you have been through all these years. But these guys will get a couple of days off. They usually go somewhere warm. They usually get away with their families. And you'll see social media that you follow the coaches. Those guys will be all over the place. And then when they get back, you know, I would say probably about 10 days maybe, the coaches will start back. The teams are working out now, but the coaches will start being at workouts. Those more when you start seeing that running in Sanford Stadium, when you start seeing that those drills, those county fair drills and all that, the month of February, whew, is not fun if you're a college football player. I can assure you there are going to be a lot of early morning sunrises over Sanford Stadium.
No doubt. Guys, appreciate you tuning in. We'll be back with you next Sunday. Well, actually, we probably won't because it's the Super Bowl.
So no, we might go Monday or recap. Maybe we'll recap.
We're not going to try to challenge the Super Bowl for your views.
We love y'all, but I don't think you're going to go head to head with that.
We appreciate you guys tuning in, and we will be back with you soon. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel if you're not already. Thanks so much.